sticking with the plan, question mark, Tom Brady.
Ladies.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's go!
Are you sticking with your plan to retire?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ladies.
12 is, he's back. Back.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Tampa Bay Times Bucks writer Rick Stroud. Former NFL executive Mike Tannenbaum. Still to come. From AMC's The Walking Dead, actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of The Rich Eisen Show on a very busy Monday. Free agency in the world of the NFL is open, and so is free agency in the world of Major League Baseball, because the lockout ended. This is a convergence of the business of sport that we have not seen in quite some time. And so lots to discuss on this show. We've already done it with Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the Jets and the Dolphins in hour two, and Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times in hour number one. He covers the Buccaneers, who are back with Tom Brady. So much being discussed. If you missed any of that, you can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. You can get our podcast as well to catch up on anything that you missed. You can go to Cumulus Podcast Network, where all podcasts are acquired. We've got ourselves two other podcasts in that world as well. You guys are going to be recording the next episode of the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast one.
A Wednesday.
Okay, that's on Wednesday. Adam Chudwin, and our call screener, does it with you, Brockman, and you, TJ Jefferson. Drops every Wednesday, right? Is that when we do it?
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And will you be discussing in this week's episode the fact that you, Brockman, made the Rich Eisen Show fantasy playoffs? You snuck in at the very end.
Is that where we're at? We're playoff time now?
Oh my God! You're the commissioner of this
thing. Hey. Wow! Wow!
I mean, wow! Yeah, and that I'm taking on Adam Chudwin in one, and you're taking on Don Bowie in the other first round matchup. TJ Jefferson, the only member of the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast that's not in the fantasy finals.
TJ.
Playoff bracket. Let me click on it.
You're right over there, TJ.
I mean, I can point to one decision I made at the draft.
What is that?
It came down to, I was either Zion and Ja Morant were both on the board.
Oh.
I sat there and I picked Zion. Don Bowie, with the next pick, took Ja. Don's in first place. I barely missed the playoffs. I mean, it was that one pick, man.
That's it.
I knew Ja was good. I did not know that Ja was going to ball like
this. Tatum's being, as Dan Patrick would say, en fuego, helped put you in the playoffs.
Big time.
He caught fire the last couple of weeks for the Celtics.
I caught fire the last few weeks when I finally realized that Zion wasn't coming back. I got him off my team, and I was just doing patchwork, but it was too late at that point. Like I'm gonna make a
prediction. I'm taking out Don.
That'd be great.
I don't see how that's going to happen.
I look forward to all that. I look forward to all that for you guys. But so your podcast drops every Wednesday, does a new episode of Just Getting Started with Susie Schuster. Her guest is the great Stephen A. Smith this week.
Heard of him.
Ow! So, once again, another person that Susie is interviewing that's known her longer than me.
What are you bringing to the table?
Not much.
Been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Now, again, that was over
Porzingis
being drafted by the Knicks.
How?
That was a long time ago.
Mikey won't give me my Stephen A. drop that I've been trying to get.
That's all where our podcasts can be acquired on Cumulus Podcast Network.
The Jets finally made a move.
Uh-oh.
What do we got?
Lakin Tomlinson.
Hit that line, baby.
Three years, $40 million.
Hit it. Hit the line.
Hey, that man is money.
Well, I got the guards settled. Who the hell are the tackles? So, we'll see.
There you go.
Free agency, baby. J.C. Jackson's still out there, huh?
Still out there. Dude. Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Matthew Judon's tweeting everybody.
I will be, again, on NFL Network at 1 Eastern time for 3 hours of the free agency frenzy. So, lots to react to. You've got a what's more? You've got a an overreaction Monday, right?
Yeah, we threw together an overreaction
Let's
Monday.
Let's do it. Go ahead and hit it on the Rich Eisen Show. Go ahead. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there? What do you got over there?
All right, so breaking news, guys. Not sure if you heard about it over the weekend. Tom Brady is back. The Bucks are the favorite to win the NFC.
Oh, no.
I need to see what they do. That's an overreaction. I need to see what they do in the next 48 to 72 hours. How does that sound? I need more time.
Like, what do you need to see, though? Like,
I need to see who's coming back and where people wind up. I need to see what the Rams are going to do. I need to see, is Aaron Donald coming back? I need to see all of these things. I need to see who's running back what. That's what I'm saying. I need to see what's going to happen over the next 48 to 72 hours before I say, Brady, I will never pick against him again. Did not work out for me this year.
Close.
Well, I mean, Godwin goes down and Antonio Brown, strip sacks himself.
That was weird.
Didn't see a lot of those things coming. So I'll say for the moment, that's an overreaction at the moment. But if I'm not mistaken, in a town where Mo Green has no plaque, signpost, or anything to remember him, where I'm going for the NFL draft in just a few weeks, that the Bucks were removed from the board for a moment about what their odds to win the division were. Is that a true story or no?
A division? Well, you could have got Brady for MVP at 45-1. He's now at 9-1. And then the Bucks are, co-Super Bowl favorites.
For an hour-long period, they had to the dust had to settle. Yeah. Before, I guess, is somebody on call in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Well, there's people in the, all the time.
What I'm just saying is, like, but who makes that call? Like, is there an actual structure?
There's like a guy.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, is there an actual structure? Like, hey, Brady just unretired. We gotta change our odds here. And they do that like somebody's just like, all right, make it 901 and it's now plus whatever the heck it is and put it on the board. Yes. Like that's the way it goes. That's the way it works.
They'll immediately suspend it and then there'll be a powwow.
Sort of like the Russian stock market right now.
in a way.
Okay. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right.
That's an overreaction.
Okay.
Right.
The Russian stock market?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That was an overreaction.
With the Bucks running it back, Panthers, Saints need to make a splash at quarterback. Because the Falcons, we assume, are sticking with Matty Ice for one more year. They're going to run it back, Arthur Smith year two.
The question is, how much do you insist it being right now? Like, are you ready to go right now? Are you ready to go right now? Because if you're ready to go right now, just to add Deshaun might be your win. I'll just say, but it's an overreaction to say that the Bucs are, an arms race that you're losing. I mean, their chances of winning the division just went down. I'll say that's a proper reaction then. Go for it. Okay. Yeah, like you got to make a splash. Brady's coming back, and then he'll make it seem like he's coming back for two more years, and let's go. You want to get your ass kicked every single time you see these guys? Although the Saints defense will be like, hey, excuse me, all we got to do is put up a touchdown and a field goal and we win because they don't score any points against us. Yeah, all right, I'll say yes. I'll agree with you right there.
All right.
Oh, very. Oh. That was what a mood change.
Okay,
wow. Right, you better come correct with some content here, Chris.
Let's go to Green Bay. We started Tampa Bay. Let's go to Green Bay.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, quarterback under the most pressure in 2022.
Oh, come on. There's only one quarterback who's under the most pressure in 2022. There's only one.
Who?
Dak Prescott.
You guys are so stupid. Like,
he's the varsity.
Settle down just a little bit.
I don't know, man.
Let's be real.
There's no coop there.
Yeah,
now.
He just lost his top receiver. So why is the pressure on him?
He lost his top receiver in week 10 through 18 last year anyway.
Did he? Because I'm pretty sure he was out there.
I don't know where he went. I had him in fantasy. I traded for him. I don't wonder where he went. He caught one when Cooper Rush hit him.
Well, that was the problem then. You traded for him.
Cooper Rush hit him and Dak didn't hit him.
You being the mush, you ruined our season.
I don't know.
Cowboys!
Look, this has nothing to do with the Cowboys. The correct answer is either Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
I would disagree.
Period. Put it on the board, Brockman. Let's make a poll question.
Why not?
Because I said, okay, America, I'm going to give you a little look into this. I put out a tweet to Rich and Chris yesterday in all capital letters because we like to do this. I'm like, what quarterback's under more pressure this year, Brady or Rodgers? And Brockman, of course, goes Dak. And then Rich does a little gif of a guy dancing. And he was all happy. Didn't expect that, him to actually say it to you live on television and radio.
From The Office, by the way.
I didn't remember what the gif was because I was so annoyed by it. But
no, he said the you said the three quarterbacks who are under the most pressure.
I said two.
No, you put Russell Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah. Is it Wilson, Rodgers, Brady? And then he wrote Dak.
And I said how?
I had the response from The Office where Dwight goes, yes, 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 yes. It was four yeses.
Right.
Did we put that poll question up?
No, I'll put it up right now.
Why not?
I'm putting it up right now.
I guarantee you it's going to be Rodgers or Brady.
Oh,
or Wilson. Dak is going to lose this one.
Dak is
going to win.
Dude, he will this not is win.
He didn't even get the playoff.
He played in the playoffs.
He didn't get the playoff in the playoffs.
What is that? The playoff in the playoffs? What is that?
He didn't get
final play of the game.
Oh, the playoff. Got you. I see what you're saying.
That's going to set a stage.
There's no way he wins this pool. It's Aaron Rodgers because he's been holding football hostage for summers.
Holding football hostage. That's not an overreaction at all.
It's not. He has been. How many times have we talked about Aaron Rodgers in the offseason last 2 years?
At Rich Eisen Show. Vote. I will hit a retweet while Chris sets up the next topic of overreaction.
All right, speaking of the Dallas Cowboys.
Keep it coming.
They gave the contract extension to the wrong receiver.
Who should it be? Cooper?
Amari Cooper.
Dude, let me say this.
No.
Can you lower the music a little bit here? I don't want to compete here. Let me just say this. The Dallas Cowboys pulled off one of the most remarkable trades I've ever seen. The fact that they got two draft choices for a receiver who's still very young at $20 million a year. $20 million a year. And they could have just like sat back. I guess the Browns thought he would never come to Cleveland. We're going to go get him
right
while we can because he doesn't have a no trade clause. We're just going to go get him. The fact that the Cowboys got somebody to give them two draft choices that had to cough up a sixth. I guess they're swapping spots in the sixth round to give them a fifth
for a guy they were going to cut.
For the guy that they were going to just get rid of because he has a contract of $20 million a year. Is a coup. So I'll say that's an overreaction. This guy's already one of the top paid receivers in the league. He's the benchmark, one of the benchmarks for Davante Adams. And the Browns went ahead and traded for him.
That's a win for us, guys.
I thought it was. And we'll see what he can do with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. But my two cents on the Cooper trade was, how the hell did the Cowboys pull that off? So that's my answer to
see,
you,
Rich,
Chris.
You went from being very ridiculous about the Cowboys to making more sense than anyone on TV is going to make the whole day about the Cowboys. I like your style, though. I like your style. Don't try to flip it now to make me feel bad. Please just
put a period on it. Made sense all along. It's just you that has a different filter.
No, it didn't.
Chris, what else?
Breaking baseball news in the middle of Overreaction Monday. Atlanta and Oakland have a trade. Matt Olson to the Braves.
There you go.
That's not good
for you.
Should be noted he plays first base.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh, my goodness. That means Freddie Freeman's coming to Los Angeles.
Might not be coming back.
Freddie Freeman's coming to the spot where Stafford came to get his championship.
Oh, boy. Well, except Freddie's already bringing the ring.
I know that. Oh, my goodness.
Freddie's from Orange County.
All right, she's coming home.
Hey, the Yankees are still in play, though, right?
I would imagine so.
We're about to get an answer from Freddie Freeman, I guess.
Overreaction money. Speaking of the Yankees, your clean-shaven policy is worse than the shift.
What do you got a problem with them wanting people to shave?
Rich, you couldn't play for the Yankees.
It's stupid. You couldn't play for the Yankees.
It is stupid.
Is it Josh Donaldson today?
It's something that George Steinbrenner instituted years ago, and Hal is just like, you must shave. And I did see like Kiner Falefa shaving like he was coming, and it's just like, it is so stupid these guys shave. But the Yankees making their players shave doesn't ruin the entire sport.
That's
So I'll say that's a big overreaction of you trying to troll on the Yankees through this construct, which is a violation of Overreaction Monday. Do not use this segment for your axe grinding, Chris. The shift ruins the entire sport. This is just a stupid anomaly of the New York Yankees.
And last one, Michigan's going to go on a run to the Sweet 16.
Ah, yeah, baby.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Colorado State's first up. And then Tennessee, hopefully we'll take them out against Longwood. Oh, here's the best part. Let me just say this. This is a perfect exclamation point to our segment. Michigan versus Colorado State. That's a great first round game, and so many people are so upset about it, which makes me even more happy that Michigan's in. Look a couple down the bracket. Look who's there. Ohio State. Them versus Loyola, Chicago. Sister Anne, baby. Is this the greatest ever? Right? Is this the greatest ever?
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, is this the greatest ever matchup of good versus evil in the history of college sports? Sister Jean versus Ohio State. Good versus evil. Even my 11-year-old son, Coop, said, look who they're going against, Dad. It's Loyola of Chicago, who he took to the Final Four, I believe, last year or two years ago.
He started beating
our brackets up because he took Loyola of Chicago.
You mean Coop Tani?
Coop Tani.
Coop Tani Eisen?
Coop Tani Eisen. He's playing, swinging a bat and pitching in Little League. There you go. Good versus evil. Sister Jean. Why did I say Sister Anne? I have no idea. My brain's... You know what? I'm blaming the clocks. Screw these clocks.
I mean, it should be 12:17 right
woke
now.
Woke up today at my normal time, and I'm like... I was totally disoriented.
We're back. Yeah, I messed that one up. Should be 10:17.
Yeah, good thing. But you still came in at the same time.
Yeah.
Which was late.
Well, you know. What is late? Let's be honest. What is late? You know, you got people that come here at 6 a.m. That's a little too early.
Okay, very good.
Dak Prescott, 31% most pressure.
Yes, baby. I haven't even hit it with a retweet yet.
I'm about to go vote on this.
Everyone in golf says they're the number one at something, but when Odyssey says they're the number one putter on the tour, you can believe it. Because Odyssey was the number one putter on every major tour in 2021. They're the number one ranking in worldwide wins at the last 37 major championships across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour. Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey. And you may have also heard Xander Schauffele won gold in Japan last summer with an Odyssey putter too. Being the number one putter on tour takes more than a good year. It takes consistent performance and a steady stream of game-changing innovations like the legendary White Hot insert and that new Tri-Hot 5K I've been telling you about. It's mind-blowing. A classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet, which doesn't make any sense, but it's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Okay, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is pissed, and that is something as Walking Dead fans know is not a good mix.
Not good.
Coming up, talking Seahawks in a moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit. Love this guy. Love when he calls in. Love his show, The Walking Dead, airing Sundays at 9 Eastern on AMC, with new episodes being released 1 week early on AMC+. The series' final eight episodes are going to air later on this year, currently airing part 2 of 3 within the epic final extended season. And AMC just greenlit a new series starring this man. Check it out. The popular Maggie and Negan characters in a post-apocalyptic Manhattan, meaning they're in Madison Square Garden in 2022. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, a man who feels like he took Lucille to the nards because his Seahawks just traded away Russell Wilson and cut Bobby Wagner. The great Jeffrey Dean Morgan. How's that for a setup? How's that for a wind-up, sir? How about that?
Yeah, that was golden. It's so golden that I almost will try to use better language than is on the tip of my tongue. Well, that was great.
So, well, you're the one. You're the one. Did you? Let's just start with the most important thing. Did you, in fact, take Glenn What's Her Nuts as your fantasy team name after your last conversation?
Glenn What's Her Nuts kicked ass, by the way, and yeah, was my name all season long. I totally won the regular season against like all my crew, and then was not aware that the playoffs started like 2 games before the end of the season,
right.
And then my whole roster got knocked out by COVID, and I lost in the playoffs after kicking everyone's ass.
Such is the vagaries of fantasy football, sir.
Like, stood proud for a long time, and then failed.
By the way, that sentence in itself is fantastic. Glenn What's Her Nuts stuck around for a long time, but then failed. That's amazing. I'm proud that we actually provided that to you.
Keeping the damn name, by the way. Attaboy. That's going to be the whole deal going forward in fantasy football.
All right, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I know you were pissed. I saw you on Twitter the day that Russell Wilson got traded, and then later on that night, Bobby Wagner getting cut. Those are two very difficult blows for Seahawks fans like yourself.
Just say that sentence again, Bobby Wagner getting cut.
I know.
What the hell is that about? I was still am steaming about the whole thing. I spent the other day looking at this Locke kid, seeing what he can do. Because some article came out, I think on ESPN, this guy was like, well, Seahawks are looking at him as not a backup, but as a starter. And no, that's not going to work at all, unless we're just going to completely go into rebuild. And I can't imagine Pete going into rebuild at, you know, the ripe age of whatever he is.
70. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm angry. I'm not happy. I think cutting Bobby was, you know, kind of felt like Russell could, you know, he's been squeaking for a couple years, and so I kind of could see that coming. But the Bobby thing, that kind of tore me a new one. And then there's rumors of, you know, Lockett being on the block and maybe DK and a couple other players. We didn't sign Diggs. I mean, some real stupid stuff that I can't figure out unless we're just going to go relive the 90s, and I really don't want to relive the 90s again.
Well, I mean, look, I don't think they're going to ditch Lockett. That would be crazy, you know, and DK. And then there is a possibility that Seattle could be in on, you know, Deshaun Watson. Should he be
Watson.
You know, he was not criminally charged in what's been hanging over him for a year. Yeah. He is potentially
22 cases hanging over him that he wasn't criminally charged in. But, you know, I mean, look, I don't know where I stand on this, but I mean, the dude can play football. I know the two offers have gone in on him already with the Saints and somebody else. And we'll see. We'll see. I think that's going to be very telling about what the future holds if the Seahawks go after them. I mean, they might as well use all that stuff they got from Denver to go after a player because we have not been good at draft since, I don't know, 2012 was the last successful draft we've had with picks. So I'm not holding my breath for that. So we find ourselves in kind of a rough position. It's either rebuild or we make a move. And the Watson move is kind of the only move that I can see to be made right now. If you're going to not waste the career of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan here.
A damn shame.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan here from The Walking Dead on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, so let me just get right to it here. In the same way that Brady, you know, Brady in Tampa, Patriots fans even found themselves rooting for him there, and they're like, okay, that's another, yeah, it's another conference, so I can root for, yeah, Tom there. Are you going to become a Bronco fan now a little bit, Jeffrey?
I don't know. That's a stretch. I mean, I
find myself maybe rooting more for wherever Bobby goes, unless he goes to the Cowboys.
Why is that a bridge too far, Jeffrey? Why is that a bridge too far? Why would that be a bridge too far?
That's a bridge too far. I actually told Bobby, I said, look, man, wherever you go, I am going to pull for you unless you go to the Cowboys, and then all bets are off. And as far as Russ at Denver, look, I mean, I see what they got, and I think that Russell is the missing piece. He went to a hell of a division. I think, you know, the three, four best quarterbacks of the best five quarterbacks are in that division now. So it's not going to be easy, but they certainly have a shot. And if it's Denver versus anybody in the NFC, I'm going to root for Denver. Because I can't root for NFC teams because I'm a Seahawks guy.
Yeah. So you spoke to Bobby?
It just killed me. But look, I was at that Super Bowl and we destroyed Denver, and I still have that in my mind. So, you know, I still can look at all those Denver fans and say, ha-ha. So, I whatever. You know, he kind of left on his own accord. It's really tough because, you know, he had issues. He had issues in Seattle, and he made them known. So I don't know how much of a surprise that came, but, you know, we need a quarterback.
That's crazy.
I'm more stuck on the Seahawks of it all than the Russell at Denver of it all. I've sort of just come to terms with that part of it.
So do you say you spoke to Bobby Wagner? You connected with him since he got cut? Did you say that?
We tweet.
Got it.
We tweet at each other.
Okay.
It's been pretty quiet, man. I know a couple of reporters in Seattle that called him the day of the trade or the drop.
Right.
And he didn't want to talk. He didn't want to even like talk to him. He was upset, and that upsets me. I think that made me more mad than the Russell thing. I guess, by far, a lot more. It was just kind of so disrespectful, and the fact that they didn't call him. You know, you want your team to have some class. You know, we look at some of these organizations, and they don't have any class at all. And I had higher expectations of John and Pete. I really did. And to hear that they didn't even have the balls to call him and let him know what they were going to do, it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, I know. He said, I didn't even hear it from them that I wasn't coming back. And that is, you know, but there are other teams that wouldn't have even cut him until everybody filled up their slots.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, look, they gave him an opportunity to kind of, and he's his own agent too. So he's gonna be fine. But, you know, he was a big, just like Russell was. They were both such big parts of that community in Seattle and kind of meant so much to so many people, including me, obviously. It's a tough pill to swallow. You just want more, I think, from the teams that you root for. I certainly do. But I know it's a business. I mean, hell, we all are locked into some business somewhere, and it's ruthless in all of it, I guess.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Jesus, poor.
Well, I have a feeling, Jeffrey, that if I had spoken to you Thursday night, we would have had to have had a mute button. A lot of earmuffs for children on Peacock right now.
It would have been a complete bleep fest. I really have been trying to, like, you know, meditate and breathe going into this thing today. But even like talking to you now,
yeah,
I feel my blood pressure.
I can hear it. I could hear it. I could hear it. I know that you and I appreciate you swapping out the F word for the H word earlier on in this conversation. All of us were ready to.
Oh my God, TV content. Good. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
I did that for you and my high school basketball coach, who is a big fan of your show, and I know he's listening.
How nice.
I'm like, oh God, I got to calm it down.
I love that. So let's get into the finale here, the final eight episodes of The Walking Dead later on this year. What can you tell people? What can they actually give me something that I know that might?
I'm on, you know, those orders, basically not to say anything,
of course,
and continue to talk about it, which is always a joy. We are shooting the final episode as we speak.
Really?
I'm in the middle of shooting the final episode ever of The Walking Dead is being filmed right now.
How emotional is that on your set right now?
I think that we are on.
How emotional is that on your set
it's
right
a
now?
A lot. But I got to tell you, man, after we've been here for 17 months, 18 months, it's time to go. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it would have been, if it was a regular season and we were only shooting, you know, 16 episodes. We did 30 this year.
Damn.
And we were only here for 6 months and not 18. It would be a lot. There'd be a lot more emotion. At this point, everybody's just like ready to be done, ready to go home.
Where are you, for those who may not know? Where are you in Atlanta?
As far as what we're airing, I think. Pardon me?
Where are you?
In Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay, right.
We're in a little town called Senoia, which is, you know, an hour southwest of Atlanta.
Okay. So you're ready to go.
I've been here for a long time. I miss my family. And it's my little boy's birthday today. Happy birthday, Gus. And, you know, I've missed enough birthdays and holidays in the last 18 months. But that being said, I think the show is going to be super cool. I hope that it comes to an ending that everyone we'll be happy with, and now we've announced that you know, we're going to do a spinoff, so yep. I guess we know that he doesn't die. I'm safe. I'm going to be okay. Yeah, spoiler alert, folks. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm still not sure why we announced that already. It was sort of a shocker to me. But yeah, and we're going to shoot in Manhattan, so I get to be home, which would be super cool. And I think seeing zombies in Manhattan is going to be kind of super fantastic.
Well, I mean, we already see the 2021-2022 New York Knicks, so we're already there, Jeffrey. So,
I mean, you got the Giants, the Knicks.
Yeah, I could have. Well, I know you're in Manhattan. I know. I could have gone Jets. I could have gone Giants. I could have gone in any of those directions. So,
we're actually where our studio is.
Yes.
Is right next to the Meadowlands. So, so we've got a studio in the Jersey side, and then we'll shoot in the city.
Oh,
get a little bit of everything, all the flavors.
So, okay. So, the new show, The Isle of the Dead, you'll be doing it. Lauren Cohen as well, and Jimmy Hoffa, clearly, right?
We'll get Maggie.
Okay, we got Jimmy Hoffa involved in there too. We'll get that because out there in the Meadowlands, we got that. It'll be a hell of an episode.
Yeah, man. He's going to be chasing me down Fifth Avenue. I can't wait.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you're shooting it right now. That is amazing. And so you obviously know how this is ending,
of The Walking Dead, the mothership show.
Right, correct, the mothership show. So are they giving you like alternate scripts and stuff like that, or you know exactly what it is and you're shooting it right now?
Yeah, I mean, we had so many issues just trying to get the right script. The actors are confused at this point. But yeah, there's a little bit of hoodwinkery going on. I think I just made up a word, by the way. You keep that one. There's always like a veil of secrecy. It's not as crazy as it was, you know, 5 years ago with like fans trying to figure out what was going on. But there's a certain kind of craziness with this last season, and especially this last bit of the last season. It's been a little bit nutty again. But you know, we're close. We're close, and I think the fans are going to be happy, and we'll see. Just trying to survive it all, man.
Well, Jeffrey, have a good time finishing that up, and then getting home to your fam. Happy birthday to your son. Buddy. Shout out to your high school coach. And then pouring one out for the Legion of Boom era right now for you, brother.
Dude, pour one out for the Legion of Boom. Oh, God. I've done so good in this interview, though. Yeah. I'm very proud of myself.
Well done. Hardly any earmuffs required, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Well done. Have a great time shooting the rest of your show.
Thanks for hanging on me, buddy. I super appreciate it.
Anytime. You know, anytime you're here, I just, you know, love to have you back. You've been here once, I think, and anytime you want to come back, you know, we're here for you.
Hopefully, maybe we can come back for the new show. I'm going to start shooting that, you know, pretty soon.
Love it.
I would love to come and see you again.
Fantastic. Same to you. You take care, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Thanks for the time.
All right, brother. Okay. I appreciate it.
Right back at you. At JD Morgan on Twitter. I follow him. You should as well. Almost a million people do. You're missing out if you don't. New episodes of The Walking Dead, Sundays, 9 Eastern on AMC. New episodes being released a week early on AMC+. The final 8 episodes, including the one that he is shooting right now, will air later this year. We will take a break. We will come back. And one topic we have not discussed today, Kirk Cousins. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100% you need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
I'm never in favor of a man losing his job, obviously, especially in, you know, in this situation.
Except you texted the entire group very happy that Greg Zuerlein got cut.
Very happy.
Was I very happy? I can't remember. It was so many days ago. I don't remember what I texted.
All right. Let's check it out right now.
Get your damn act together.
Okay, let's update our poll question, Chris, while I hit it with a retweet. What's our poll question?
All right, our poll question right today, guys. Which quarterback under the most pressure for 2022? 4%, Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. No pressure. No
pressure. That's no pressure.
How? No pressure.
How?
19%, Russell Wilson.
How? No pressure. You just gave up a half a team for him.
No pressure.
33%, Dak Prescott.
Oh. It's up to 34% because they just voted for him.
Oh. 43%, Aaron Rodgers.
Of course it's Aaron Rodgers. Dak shouldn't even be in the top three there.
Yeah, but this Aaron Rodgers feels zero pressure. When are we going to finally
maybe
get
Aaron
that
doesn't feel pressure,
your
but
head?
Pressure's going to be put upon him. Yeah, none of these guys feel pressure from us, Rich. I don't think any of them care what fans are saying, right? Like, come on. If you can't say that he feels.
Guys, which quarterback is under the most pressure in 2022? We in the media love to apply pressure. We slap pressure.
So you're saying because Aaron doesn't feel it, then
he doesn't feel it. He doesn't
care. So he doesn't count?
By the way, he hasn't been under pressure the last 2 years either, and he's the MVP both years.
Okay.
Dak Prescott is under the most pressure in 2022.
He's not, though.
Why? Because it. Why?
Because nobody. Because you say
no,
he is?
No, like, here it is. On. Here's why. Here's why.
Why? Chris, please explain to
Chris,
me.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Because nobody expects Dallas to win.
Oh.
That's what he's saying.
Oh. No.
Isn't that what he's saying? Pressure is we expect you.
So why is Dak Prescott under more pressure than Joe Burrow?
Perform.
Why? Joe Burrow just went to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Why is he
less pressure? He's already shown he can do it.
Why is he under more pressure than Russell Wilson? Why is he under more pressure than Tom Brady?
Brady's never under pressure.
Well,
because he has like all those trophies.
Yeah, Dak's under pressure. It's time.
Dak's under pressure. It's time. He's got to do it.
And also, can I go back to something you said earlier? You said that the Cowboys lost in the playoffs because Dak couldn't get the playoffs, so we got to the playoffs.
Well, that's part
and
of
lost.
The reason. There's also
but then
an insane
you also
number of
said
penalties.
About the Yankees, they didn't do anything, but hey, we made the playoffs.
You know, you
so
added
do the
this?
Cowboys get credit for making the playoffs or
different
no? But
sport.
The Yankees,
Kyler Murray
get,
could have been
Yankees
added to this,
get credit.
And that would have been pressure.
Yeah, here's a guy
happened.
Who scratched his
that's,
whole Instagram, made a whole
go.
Thing. Like
that's
come on.
A person you could add.
It's like trying to put Dallas
Stafford,
in every
no
story
pressure.
Is a little bit ridiculous.
Like, you're the one who does it yourself.
Really, I did this.
Yes.
Oh, really? Because I made the poll question? No. I mean, I did make the poll question. No. You're right, but I didn't put Dak in there. That was you.
Our Dallas fans, the
I just like,
I love you, TJ.
I just like TJ saying, no, it's no big deal, and then it's a big deal. You're all chill until you're not.
I'm still chill. Trust me, just because my voice inflects, my heart rate is not increasing.
Great.
Trust me.
You know what we need to do? We need to put a Rich Eisen Show Fitbit on TJ Jefferson.
Please do.
A whoop.
I'm calm under
one
pressure.
Of those whoops. You can figure out the
please
situation.
Believe it.
Now, look.
Whoops.
Let me just hit this, guys. I've been around the block with the NFL, right? Coming up on this fall, should everything, fall into place, 20 years.
Congrats.
The NFL.
Wow.
That would happen this fall.
I had no idea.
So I've been around the NFL block, and I have come to expect the unexpected. I'm ingrained to expect the unexpected, and how to handle it on the fly. And so with that said, you could have knocked me over with the proverbial feather over the weekend when I heard that the Minnesota Vikings were not only staying with Kirk Cousins, they were giving him a raise and another guaranteed year on top of everything else to, yes, lower their cap. I understand how this works, but sometimes when you lower the cap, it provides funny money. This is not funny money. This is guaranteed dollars again. A $35 million contract extension for him in 2023, $40 million in 2022, $55 million payable by next March. Look on the screen. Guy has had now 8 consecutive years of fully guaranteed dollars, whether it is on the franchise tag in Washington or on deals here in Minnesota, which he got as a free agent, hit the open market as a free agent quarterback with a huge amount of upside. And that led to his first iteration of fully guaranteed year with Minnesota. The whole point is that was when he was a quarterback with a full upside. Now he is a guy who has received this money. Again, $55 million payable by next March. He will have
you
made
like
$55 million. No. Yes, I do like that. Because it is, yes, for a guy who's 59-59-2 in his regular season career. He's made the playoffs only 3 times in his career. 1-and-done in his first 2 attempts at it. And then he beat the New Orleans Saints in overtime in the 2019 season, the 2020 calendar year wild card round, and then got bounced by the San Francisco 49ers. He has shown no consistent ability to win big football games. He has shown no success rate in any metric outside of the occasional big time performance on a Sunday, statistically. And the only other way that he has shown an incredible ability is in this aspect. Over $200 million in his career for a .500 record, two under in the playoffs. And all I can say to Kirk Cousins is, you go on with your bad self, sir. God bless you.
You like that? You like that?
I do. It's a leverage business. The NFL is a leverage business. Washington thought they had the leverage on him for franchise tagging him 2 years in a row. His answer was, thank you, sir. May I have another? Because I'm going to get into a free agent market. And then he got so lucky. He got so lucky that the Jets offered him a mint at the same time the Vikings did too. Bidding one against the other, that is the chef's kiss. Certainly if one of the teams is from the New York City market, and he chose the New York, the market where 59-59-2 is not acceptable, but what it's not is make your life miserable, which would have happened in the Northeast had he done this. He certainly would not have had guaranteed dollars after guaranteed dollars showered upon him. And now he's fortunate enough to have the general manager who gave him all this, who came on last week in Rick Spielman. And when I asked him, can you win a championship with this guy? Would you do something different? And he didn't. These are two yes or no questions. The answers were absolutely no, you cannot win a championship with this guy. When he started talking about why he made the deal when he made it at the time. When everybody gives you the circumstances at the time answer, they're trying to avoid giving you the yes or no answer. Frank Reich, hey, are you looking at somebody? What are you looking for with the Carson Wentz evaluation? Well, what we're looking for is, at the time, we thought we made the right move. Oh, we got it. We got you. He has been lucky, and he has been good enough. And he has been a brilliant chess master at playing the leverage game. You need me to take a different cap number? Oh, okay. Well, how about another year on back of it? Because you know what the alternative is? Good luck with that rookie quarterback of yours. Good luck with that free agent that'll be cheaper than me, that'll give you the same result, but without that upside that you think you can get from me. And here comes a new coach. Hey, Minnesota's thinking, let's get somebody from McVay's staff to do with this guy from the NFC North that has had a ceiling that he keeps hitting his head on. Let's have that guy come in and see if he can do what McVay did with the other NFC North guy who was making a mint that really didn't do much in the playoffs, keeping hitting his head on his Detroit ceiling. Congratulations, Kirk Cousins. You are a genius. And I don't know if my take will be the appropriate time to ask if he wants to buy me dinner, but he's got the scratch for it. That'll wrap up Monday's show. We'll see you on Tuesday.